This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's top military commander said on Monday his forces now control nearly 1,000 square kilometers of a Russian region after a lightning incursion that has embarrassed Moscow, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The remarks during a briefing for President Volodymyr Zelensky marked the first time a Ukrainian military official publicly commented on gains in the Kursk region. Russian forces are still scrambling to respond to the stunning attack that started last week, the biggest on their soil since World War II. Vladimir Putin says the incursion appears both aimed at boosting Kyiv's negotiating position in possible talks to end the war and blunting Russia's offensive in eastern Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House said on Monday it shares the Israeli intelligence assessment Iran could launch a strike on Israel as soon as this week. It comes after the Pentagon beefed up the U.S. military posture in the Middle East and after U.S. President Joe Biden held a call on Monday morning with the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, and Britain to coordinate their responses to tensions in the region. Talks to end Sudan's 16-month war between the army and paramilitary rapid support forces will move forward this week, the U.S.'s special envoy said, despite little sign from either party that they seek a peaceful resolution.
We would have preferred for these talks to start in April when we began trying for this round, if not April, May, if not May, June, then July. But we will move forward with this event this week.
The U.S. Special Envoy to Sudan, Tom Perry.